This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli tanks pushed deeper into districts in central and southern Gaza overnight under heavy air and artillery fire, residents said, pressing a deadly offensive that raised much of the enclave and that Israel has said may last months more. Rachel Faber from Reuters reports.
This footage released by the Israeli military on Saturday shows what it says is its troops hitting Hamas targets in Gaza. Residents in the enclave said Israeli tanks pushed deeper into districts in central and southern Gaza under heavy air and artillery fire. The latest push from Israeli forces comes after South Africa asked the International Court of Justice on Friday for an urgent order declaring that Israel was in breach of its obligations under the 1948 Genocide Convention. Israel blames Hamas for the suffering of Palestinians in Gaza by using them as human shields and stealing humanitarian aid from them, which Hamas denies. The U.S. has called for Israel to scale down the war in the coming weeks and move to targeted operations against Hamas leaders, although so far it shows no signs of doing so.
Rachel Faber from Reuters. Authorities say shelling in the center of the Russian border city of Belgorod has killed 14 people, including two children, and wounded 108 others. Russian officials accused Kyiv of carrying out Saturday's attack. It took place the day after an 18-hour aerial bombardment across Ukraine that killed at least 39 civilians. Moscow's forces on Friday launched 122 missiles and dozens of drones on Ukraine, an onslaught described by one Air Force official as the biggest aerial barrage of the war. Ukrainian officials never acknowledge responsibility for attacks on Russian territory or the Crimean Peninsula. However, larger aerial strikes against Russia have previously followed heavy assaults on Ukrainian cities. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com.